One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to our podcast where I try to help you with your understanding of the English language to help you to improve your grammar and expressions and other aspects of English, which will help you to communicate better with people that you meet in a social context or in a business context. So, what do I have for you in this podcast? Well, in this podcast, we're going to talk about collocations and collocations with the word task. Yeah, T-A-S-K, task. So let me give you a few of these. We can approach, get down to, or tackle a task. Okay? So we can approach a task in a certain way. How do you approach different tasks? How do you approach the task of the garden? How do you get down to a task? Well, to get down to a task means start doing it. Yeah, oh, look, I've got lots to do. I'll have to get down to it immediately. So to get down to a task means to get yourself ready, apply yourself, and get started. And to tackle a task, like we tackle anything, is I tackle it face on. I see the problem, and I go for it. I plan, and I do it. So to tackle that task, yeah? Okay, so to approach, get down to, and tackle a task. We can carry out. We can do, we can get on with, and we can prepare a task. We can even perform a task. Okay, so we can carry out a task. So to carry out means to do it, to complete it. Okay, I carried out that task that you asked me to do, meaning I finished it, I've done with it. Perhaps you would like to check it to make sure that everything has been done okay. So it's a little bit formal, even though we're using a phrasal verb to carry out, but it's a little bit more formal. We might just simply say, I've done the task. Yeah, I've done those tasks you asked me to do last week for homework. So when I'm teaching my students, I give them tasks on a weekly basis and they do the tasks. So they do them most of the time. So, you know, I write and ask them, have you done those tasks? Get on with the task. Well, to get on with means, okay, look, we need to start. The time is pressing on. The sooner you start, the sooner you will be finished. So let's just get on with the tasks that you have. Don't worry about everything else. Deal with one at a time. Just put that Game Boy down or whatever you're looking at and just get on with the tasks that you have. And as I said, we can prepare for a task. So meaning to get ready so that you'll do it when you've got everything ready, everything set out, what paper you need, what documents you need, what research you need, then you prepare for the task. And then when you do that, you can perform the task. So to perform the task is very definitely formal. I performed those tasks with great aplomb. Yeah, I performed those tasks as you asked me to do. They're ready for inspection. I performed those tasks to the best of my ability. We can complete a task, we can fulfill a task, we can succeed in doing a task. Okay, so we complete a task in time, on time. We complete a task as you asked. We complete the task fully. We complete the task almost totally. Yeah, we can complete the task the day before yesterday, ahead of schedule, whatever it might be, completed, meaning it is done. And with the same meaning to fulfill a task. Fulfill means to complete. Another way of saying complete is to say to fulfill. I fulfilled my obligations. I carried out those tasks. I fulfilled the tasks as you asked me to do. Succeed in doing a task. Well, I wasn't sure at the beginning when I started, but as I went through it, I knew it was all falling into place. So at last, I have succeeded in doing that task. It's been on my to-do list for a long, long time. So I can wash my hands of it now. It's done and dusted. Put it away. It It is done. I have succeeded in doing that task. And then finally, we can assign a task, give a task to somebody, and get somebody to do a task. Okay, so assign a task means to look at what the job entails, what has to be done, think about who you know who can do it, and then assign, give the task to somebody to do, assign it. So we usually try and think who's the best person, who's going to complete it in time, who's going to do it without having to ask too many questions, who's going to do it as efficiently as possible. So we assign a task to a particular person based on certain criteria. To give somebody a task. In the classroom, the teacher gives, okay, guys, I'm going to give you all the tasks. You're going to work in groups. So these four people over here are going to do task A. Those four people over there are going to do task B. These people nearest to me are going to do task C. And those people in the corner are going to do task A. So you give the tasks to those people. And then get somebody to do a task. Identify somebody. Okay, you're the best at this. You know most about this. I want that task done. And give me the answer tomorrow. Okay, so assign a task. Give somebody a task. Get somebody to do a task, to carry out the task, to complete the task. Okay, so collocations using task, T-A-S-K, task, a challenge, something you want somebody to carry out. Okay, well, thanks for listening to that podcast. And if you want to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. And as always, I'm very happy to hear from you, very happy to include whatever you wish into our podcasts in the future. Just let me know. Thanks for listening. Join me again soon.